my mind was fully bent, some story for to rhyme. Amongst all others none I found so fitting for the time. That which hereafter you shall hear may well compared be unto a song of joyful news in pain and misery. Some rite of Cupid and his bow with arrow sherry and keen, to pierce the tender hearts of them that are but young and green. Another loves of war to prate, which is by weapons done, enacted is by sea and land, by ship and roaring gun. Another saith he was in love once with a dainty maid, that now he hates her cruelty whence got her maidenhead. Another muse with hand and pen describes a handy rhyme, but I will tell by true report what's done in former time. One heart to that in moats did dwell, a clergyman was he. In that same town archbishop was of famous Germany. His charity was too cold, and nothing did abound. He to the poor a miser was, which made a rumor sound. Now in his days there happened a famine on the earth, and after that there did ensue a very pinching dearth. This cruel man began to think he wanted his revenue, and many a noble man there was that was not worth a penny. He sent for all the beggars round and put them in a barn, and set them all in order straight as though he meant no harm. He sent his servants fire to bring, for quickly they should burn. They with a howling noise cried out and dolefully did mourn. What all the men, quoth he, at length, like rats and mice you be, that eat up all my sustenance and nothing give to me. When all my friends through famine, want, and are gone to decay, why shall I give you any more but burn you quite away? These harmless men be put to death as Cain with Abel did, but from the Lord full true it is, as nothing can be hid. Their blood did call unto the Lord out of the ground and dust. The Lord he heard attentively in judgment pure and just. He burnt them all, both young and old, both man and wife likewise. He spared none, nor did respect the foolish or the wise. For why his mind was satisfied and bloody mind content, to see them all thus on a flame, though others did lament. Yet God above did not forget this wicked unjust deed, for after that from rats and mice he never could be freed. His castle's top no service did, no cats nor cruel dogs, for why they came abundantly, much like the Egyptian frogs. They wasted all his cash and pelf, which he laid up in store, though he so surely locked it up by dozen and by score. These vermin so did multiply, increasing day by day. They haunted all the rooms about the chamber where he lay. Nay, more than that, himself was slain as he lay on his bed, and when his friends all did come in, they found him to be dead. Thus God did punish him at length that was so bad and cruel. He put their bodies in the fire and used them for fuel. And they did gnaw his coat of arms out of the graven stone, and everywhere they found his name of letters they left none. This I do wish may be a guide to them that are so high, that never think upon the poor that are in misery. Nay, were it but that they were so like niggards in their wealth, so they would not defraud the poor or put them unto death. Wherefore let all with one accord think good for to amend, so shall my pen begin to rest and lastly make an end.